Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said last night he believes Congress will be able to vote on a possible coronavirus relief package as early as today. NPR's Jen Newman reports this comes after an all-day meeting for both bodies of Congress.
Schumer says it appears they're close to resolving a dispute over a Republican requirement that the $900 billion package include language that the Federal Reserve Emergency Lending Programs not be renewed. Schumer and GOP Senator Pat Toomey negotiated the finishing details on a compromise Saturday night. Top leaders of the Senate and House have committed to reaching a deal before lawmakers leave for the holidays. The relief package is expected to be combined with a spending bill needed to avoid a partial government shutdown. Congress passed and the president signed a two-day stopgap spending bill to avert a shutdown this weekend. But the government's current funding expires early Monday morning. Jen Newman, NPR News.
A top official with the federal effort to immunize against COVID-19 says it's on track to ship 20 million doses by the end of the year. The second vaccine to be authorized, one Delphi Moderna, is to begin arriving at sites tomorrow. South African scientists have identified a new COVID-19 variant, which they believe explains the rapid spread of a second wave. The country is experiencing a spike in new cases and deaths. This has led the government to reintroduce measures to curb the pandemic in localities identified as hotspots. Ishma Fandikwa has more from Harare.
South Africa is the epicenter of the pandemic on the African continent. The number of cases declined over the past few months, but the sharp increase in hospitalizations and deaths is putting pressure on health systems in some localities. The government blames the spike on pandemic fatigue and is reminding residents to avoid large gatherings.
Ishma Fandikwa reporting. The British government is also reporting a new variant of the coronavirus requiring tighter restrictions. NPR's Frank Langford reports.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the new strain may be up to 70% more transmissible than the older variants. It accounts for more than 60% of new cases in London. Patrick Vallance is the government's chief scientific advisor.
This virus has taken off, it's moving fast, and it's leading inevitably to a sharp increase in hospital admissions.
Johnson said there's no evidence the variant causes more severe illness or higher mortality. The government is telling people in the hardest hit areas to stay home beginning Sunday and not meet up with people outside their households for Christmas. In a tough economic blow, non-essential shops will also have to close in the midst of the holiday shopping season. Frank Langford, NPR News, London.
You're listening to NPR News. The head of the U.S. Agency for Global Media has named conservative allies to lead federally financed foreign broadcast networks as part of a continuing pro-Trump drive. NPR's David Folkenflik reports they arrived just weeks before Joe Biden is set to take power.
Ted Lippian previously held senior roles at The Voice of America. He is now set to take the helm of a sister network, Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. Lippian has been a sharp critic of VOA on his blog and a champion of agency CEO Michael Pack. Pack also named the lawyer and conservative journalist Jeffrey Scott Shapiro to run radio and television Marti, aimed at Cuba. The networks are intended to model U.S. values through independent journalism and also to provide trustworthy reporting for people who live under repressive regimes. Shapiro previously wrote for Breitbart News and The Washington Times. Pack has waged war on his agency with waves of firings, suspensions, and investigations of VOA reporters for supposed anti-Trump bias. A federal judge has found that Pack acted unconstitutionally. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
President-elect Biden introduced his choices for his environmental team yesterday. He said he has literally no time to waste to safeguard the environment. The Trump administration had boosted oil and gas production while rolling back environmental protections. The incoming team will try to undo many of the Trump initiatives. Biden named Deb Haaland to head the Interior Department. She'd be the first Native American in that job. If confirmed, Michael Regan would be the first black man to run the Environmental Protection Agency. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.